हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनो यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः. By seeing this, Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, where Acharya wants to refute Dvaita Dvaita Vadis, Ekadesha Vedantis' view of combining action with knowledge. This Ekadeshavadi, Ekadeshi Vedanti, otherwise said to be Dvaita Dvaitavadi, believes that jnanam must be combined with karma for the attainment of moksha. Therefore, he is known as this Dvaita Dvaitavadi. Ekadesha Vedanti is also known as Jnana Karma Samuchayavadi. Mere knowledge of the oneness of reality is not enough for the attainment of moksha. Karma also has to be combined with that jnanam. So combining karma with the jnanam is jnana karma samuchayaha. And the people who hold on to this view that jnanam must be combined with the karma are said to be jnana karma samuchayavadinaha. Notice jnana karma samuchayavadaha alone is refuted by Shankaracharya. In order to refute it, he beautifully shows how Bhagavan Krishna himself differentiates jnanam and karma as two distinct disciplines and as depending on two different committed lifestyles. Knowledge is based on certain specific mindset. Karma is also based on certain mindset. Therefore, they cannot be combined. Of course, Jnana Yogaha and Karma Yogaha are two different disciplines. Both should be pursued by a spiritual aspirant sequentially, but they cannot be practiced simultaneously. One individual person cannot become a locus of both disciplines simultaneously, which means karma and jnanam cannot be combined. Need not be combined, cannot be combined. And not only Bhagavan Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, whatever Krishna states in Gita is based on what has been already revealed in all the Upanishads also. So we are going to see today how Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to present his interpretation with the quote from Brihadaranyakopanishad also. Before we enter into that, let us see where we left before. When Shankara Bhagavatpada began saying that Jnana Karma Samuchyavada was wrong, he first explained what is Sankhyam and what is Yogaha. Knowledge of the nature of the reality, Swarupam of the reality obtaining as one's own self. Swarupam of the reality implied by the term Atma is said to be Sankhyam. The Swarupam of the Atma is discussed in 30 verses. From 20 verses from the verse number 11 of the second chapter up to the verse number 30. And 20 verses, Swarupam of the Atma is discussed. That Swarupam of the Atma is said to be Sankhyam. Knowledge of the Swarupam of the Atma, knowledge of the nature of the reality is said to be Sankhya Buddhihi. And a person who has the knowledge of the Swarupam of the Atma is said to be Sankhyaha. So Sankhyam, Sankhya Buddhihi and Sankhyaha. Why I'm repeating? Because we missed last class. So I have to remind you where we left. Then, the performance of action, any mundane action or performance of ritual as a discipline, as a preparatory discipline, is said to be yogaha. Performance of any action or performance of ritual as a discipline, preparatory discipline, is said to be yogaha. And knowledge of the performance of action as a discipline is said to be yoga buddhihi. The person who has the knowledge of the performance of action as a discipline is said to be yogi. So the person who has the knowledge of the performance of action as a discipline and who implements the knowledge in his action is said to be yogi. So Sankhyaha yogi. Yogaha yoga buddhihi yogi. Sankhyam Sankhya buddhihi Sankhyaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada differentiates the Sankhyam and Yogaha. In order to later on to show the difference between the two disciplines, the two lifestyles, and the purposes served by the two disciplines also. Thereby he is going to say that jnanam and karma cannot be combined. So this is how he is going to refute the jnana karma samuchaya vadaha. So we saw all that in the previous class. Tathacha bhagavata vibhakte. So having beautifully explained the difference between Sankhyaha and Yoginaha, having explained what is Sankhyam and what is Yogaha, what is Sankhya Buddhihi, what is Yoga Buddhihi, and who are Sankhyaha, who are Yoginaha, Shankara Bhagavatpada says here, Tathacha Bhagavata Vibhakte Dve Buddhi Nirdishte. Are you all with me now? I want the page exactly. This is where we left last class. Last class means 15 days ago. That's why I don't want to miss weekend class. Once you miss, we will be too far away. We try our best. I try my best not to miss the classes. Tathacha Bhagavata Vibhakte Dve Buddhi Nirdishte. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada presenting Bhagavan Krishna's words from Bhagavad Gita itself shows the difference between two disciplines and two lifestyles. Bhagavata Dve Buddhi Vibhakte Nirdishte. Dve Vibhakte Buddhi Nirdishte. Nirdishte means mentioned. Bhagavata Nirdishte, by Bhagavan himself, have been mentioned. What have been mentioned? Dve Vibhakte Buddhi. Two-fold distinct knowledge. Two-fold distinct knowledge as Yoga Buddhihi and Sankhya Buddhihi. Two-fold distinct knowledge as Sankhya Buddhihi and Yoga Buddhihi have been mentioned by Bhagavan himself. Having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada quotes that verse from Bhagavad Gita, 39th verse of the second chapter, in support of his argument. He quotes Bhagavan himself, Bhagavan's own words. Yesha te bhihita sankhe buddhir yoge tvimam shrunu. Yesha te bhihita sankhe buddhir yoge tvimam shrunu. The following sentence is, it is not mentioned here. Buddhya yukto yaya partha karma bandham prahasyasi. In the 39th verse of second chapter, Bhagavan Krishna says, Yesha buddhihi te abhihita sankhye. Yesha te abhihita means what? This na esha buddhihi abhihita. This knowledge has been imparted to you until now. Until now means what? Until the 31st verse or 30th verse. Sankhya, this knowledge has been imparted to you. Which knowledge? Knowledge pertaining to the nature of the Atma. I already told you Sankhyam means nature of the Atma, Swarupam of the Atma. So Sankhya Buddhihi Te Abhihita means Yesha Buddhihi, this knowledge, Sankhya, pertaining to the nature of the Atma, Te to you Abhihita has been imparted. To Imam Yogeshrunu. Imam Yogeshrunu means Imam Buddhim Yoge Buddhim Shrunu. Now hereafter, may you listen to the knowledge, listen to the teaching pertaining to the knowledge. May listen to this teaching pertaining to the performance of action as a discipline. Imam Buddhim Yoge Shruno. So hereafter, may you listen to the teaching pertaining to the performance of action as a discipline. What does it mean? Bhagavan beautifully distinguishes. Bhagavan presents the twofold knowledge being distinct. Okay. Iti. Having said that, Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. Tayoscha Sankhya Buddhyashrayam Jnana Yogena Nishtham Sankhyanam Tayohocha Sankhya Buddhi Ashrayam Nishtham Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Vibhaktam Vakshyati Pura Vedatmana Maya Prokta Iti. Okay. So, iti. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to give you the proper prose order of that portion. Listen to me carefully. Tayoscha Sankhya Buddhyashrayam Jnana Yogena Nishtham Sankhyanam Vibhaktam Vakshyati Pura Vedatmana Maya Prokta Iti. So here Shankara Bhagavatpada implies Bhagavan's teaching given in the third verse of the third chapter. Let me remind you, Shri, here in this Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavatpada does not quote the actual verse, but in his sentence he implies the third verse of the third chapter. Let me quote the sentence and let me explain this sentence. What is the third verse of the third chapter? Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha Pura Prokta Mayanagha Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yoginam. This is the verse. In this verse, Bhagavan Krishna very clearly states that there are two different committed lifestyles associated with two different disciplines. For people of two different perceptions, people of who did two different mental preparations. So there he makes it very clear. Jnana Yogaha is the discipline specifically prescribed for Sankhyaha. Karma Yogaha is the discipline specifically prescribed for the Karma Yogis or Yoginaha. Karma Yoga is the discipline prescribed for the Yoginaha. Now you know who are Sankhyaha, who are Yoginaha. I need not translate. Which means two lifestyles, committed lifestyles, and two different disciplines also have been prescribed by Bhagavan himself in the very beginning, in the very Veda Shastram itself, for people of two different perceptions and two different levels of mental preparation. Even though for all of them, ultimate goal is one and the same. Okay, here what does Shankaracharya says? He says, I'm going to read the prose order of the same what is being given here. Tayoscha Sankhya Buddhi Ashrayam Jnana Yogena Nishtham Sankhyanam Vibhaktam Vakshyati Pura Vedatmana Maya Prokta Iti. தயோஹோ ச, பிளீஸ் சி தி ப்ரோஸ் ஆர்டர் வாட் ஐம் ரீடிங். தயோஹோ ச சாங்க்ய புத்தி ஆஶ்ரயாம் ஞான யோகேன நிஷ்டாம் சாங்க்யானாம் விபக்தாம் வக்ஷ்யதி. Between those two disciplines, between those two disciplines, between those two committed lifestyles, two committed lifestyles, one lifestyle, Sankhya Buddhi Ashrayam Nishtam, one lifestyle is based on the knowledge of the nature of the reality. சாங்கிய புத்தி ஆஶ்ரயா நிஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தி லைஃப் ஸ்டைல், தி கமிட்டட் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் விச் இஸ் பேஸ்ட் ஆன், விச் இஸ் அசோசியேட்டட் வித் தி நாலேஜ் ஆஃப் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் தி செல்ஃப், தட் லைஃப் ஸ்டைல் இன்வால்விங் த டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் கால்ட் ஞான யோகா ஹஸ் பீன் prescribed for Sankhyanam, for Sankhyas. That this, like a committed lifestyle, Vibhaktam Vakshyati. Bhagavan is going to say in the third chapter of the third verse that committed lifestyles of Sannyasis, committed lifestyle of Sankhyas with the discipline of Jnana Yoga based on the knowledge of the nature of the self. Vakshyati, Bhagavan is going to say, now we are only seeing the second chapter. The word here Shankaracharya says in his commentary, Bhagavan is going to say in the third chapter, in the third verse, say what? He's going to say the committed lifestyles, committed lifestyle, which is distinct, distinct, different, committed lifestyle of Sankhyas with the discipline of Jnana Yoga based on the knowledge of the nature of the self. Whereas for a karma, for yogis, he is going to say committed lifestyle, which is different, distinct, which is based on the knowledge of performance of action as a discipline. So karma yoga and jnana yoga are two different disciplines. For people of two different committed lifestyles, Sankhyaha and Yoginaha. And these two lifestyles are also based on the knowledge. Two distinct, twofold distinct knowledge also. So Sankhyaha, who follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga, require the Sankhya Buddhi. And Yoginaha, who follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, require Yoga Buddhi. So there is difference. This, as Bhagavan says, Pura Vedatmana Maya Prokta, this teaching has been imparted by me in the very beginning of the creation itself, in the Veda Shastram itself, by me, who am Veda Shastram myself. Vedatmana Maya Prokta means what? I myself am the Veda Shastra. I am the giver of the, I am the bestower of Vedic wisdom. I am myself the Veda Shastra. So by me, in the form of Veda, this teaching has been already imparted. Maya Vedatmana Pura Prokta. So what is being said in the Bhagavad Gita is not a new, brand new teaching. This is the repetition or reproduction of what has been already revealed by Bhagavan in the form of Veda. This is the teaching. Okay. Let us see. So here Bhagavan Krishna's words themselves are supportive of Adishankara Bhagavatpada's interpretation. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents his quote, Bhagavan Krishna's words of 39th verse of the second chapter, which just we saw now. Okay. Therefore, what does Bhagavan say there? Bhagavan says, this knowledge pertaining to the nature of the self has been imparted by me. Now, may you listen to the knowledge pertaining to the action performed as a discipline. Therefore, twofold distinct knowledge has been imparted. And of the twofold distinct knowledge, Bhagavan is going to state a differentiated lifestyle for Sankhyaha with the discipline of Jnana Yoga based on knowledge of the nature of the self. Okay. So that is the teaching here. Puramayat Tayoscha Sankhya Buddhi Ashrayam Jnana Yogena Nishtham Sankhyana Vibhaktam Vakshyati Pura Vedatmana Maya Prokta Iti. Okay. Tathacha Yoga Buddhi Ashrayam Karma Yogena Nishtham Vakshyati. In the same third verse, Bhagavan is going to say what? Vibhaktam Nishtham, distinct committed lifestyles with the discipline of Karma Yoga based on the knowledge of yoga, based on the knowledge of performance of karma as a discipline. Yoga Buddhi Ashraya Nishtha is what? A lifestyle, a committed lifestyle with a discipline of Karma Yoga based on the knowledge of the performance of action as a discipline. This also Bhagavan is going to say there. Karma yogena yoginam iti. So until this iti, karma yogena yoginam iti, Shankara Bhagavatpada quoting Bhagavad Gita third verse of the third chapter, using Bhagavan's words themselves in support of his interpretation, he makes it very clear that knowledge and jnanam and karma cannot be combined because they two serve two different purposes, even though both have to be followed. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a sentence. Evam, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha Ashritya. Even though it takes time, but you will have very thorough knowledge of Bhagavad Gita by the time we complete it. You will see that. Evam, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha Ashritya. Dve Nishte Vibhakte. Bhagavata eva ukte. Bhagavata eva ukte. By Bhagavan himself, it has been prescribed. It has been mentioned. It has been said. Bhagavata eva ukte. By Bhagavan himself, it has been mentioned. So Shankaracharya says, I am not saying my interpretation is purely based on what Bhagavan himself says. Bhagavata eva mukte, by Bhagavan himself it has been said. What has been said here? Dve vibhakte nishte. Dve vibhakte nishte. Two distinct commitments. committed lifestyles. Two different, two distinct committed lifestyles have been mentioned by Bhagavan himself. And these two distinct, different committed lifestyles prescribed by Bhagavan himself are based on Sankhya Buddhi and Yoga Buddhi respectively. See, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha ashritya. So, evam means what? In this manner, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha ashritya. Based on the knowledge of the nature of the self and based on the knowledge of the nature, knowledge of performing action as a discipline, Dve nishte, vibhakte nishte, two distinct committed lifestyles, Bhagavata eva bhukte, have been prescribed by Bhagavan himself. Is it clear? Which word is not clear? Okay.
Swamiji, how should we take vibhakte? Vibhakte.
Vibhakte, distinct. It's adjective of nishta. See, vibhakta nishta, singular. Vibhakte nishte, dual. Dve vibhakte nishte, two distinct committed lifestyles. Two differentiated, distinct committed lifestyles have been prescribed by Bhagavan himself. And those lifestyles based on the knowledge of the nature of the self and knowledge of action, performance of action as a discipline. Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha ashitya dve nishte vibhakte nishte bhagavata eva mukte. Is it clear? When I am reading it, I am making lots of proper order, prose order. Okay. Jnana karmanoho kartrutva akartrutva ekatva anekatva buddhi ashrayayoho. So, jnanam and karma, kartrutva akartrutva ekatva anekatva buddhi ashrayayoho. Yugapat yeka purusha ashrayatva asambhavam pashyata bhagavata. Let me read it again, this whole sentence. Evam, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha ashitya, dve nishte vibhakte bhagavata eva ukte, jnana karmanoho kartrutva akartrutva ekatva anekatva buddhi ashrayayoho yugapadeva, so yugapat yeka purusha ashrayatva asambhavam pashyata. Okay, let me give you the prose order of this. Until then, prose order means what? It's already prose only, but let me give you the proper sentence, let me put the proper order so it will be easy for you. Please read, follow the sentence, what I'm reading now. Kartrutva, kartrutva, akartrutva, ekatva, anekatva, buddhi ashayayoho, jnana karmanoho, yeka purusha ashayatva asambhavam pashyata bhagavata eva, Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha ashitya, dve vibhakte nishte ukte. Please make a note. This is the beautiful way of understanding. You will understand easily. Let me read it again. Kartrutva, akartrutva, ekatva, anekatva, buddhi ashrayayoho, jnana karmanoho, yeka purusha ashrayatva asambhavam pashyata bhagavata eva, साङ्ख्यबुद्धिं योगबुद्धिं च आश्रित्य द्वे विभक्ते निष्ठे उक्ते. Just see, read it, then I can help you understand the meaning. Okay. Kartrutva akartrutva ekatva anekatva buddhi ashayoho jnana karmanoho. Means what? Jnanam is based on akartrutvam and ekatvam. Jnanam is based on akartrutvam, non-doership and oneness. Karma is based on doership and plurality, anekatvam, kartrutvam and anekatvam. Okay, so jnanam and karma are based on this knowledge. Jnanam is based on the perception. Based on buddhi is perception. Jnanam is based on the perception of oneself being the doer. Sorry, oneself being the non-doer, akartrutvam and ekatvam. Akartrutva buddhi and ekatva buddhi. Jnanam is based on akartrutva buddhi and ekatva buddhi. Whereas karma is based on kartrutva buddhi and anekatva buddhi. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, jnana karmanoho eka purusha ashayatva asambhavam pashyata bhagavata. See, Bhagavan who is seeing the impossibility, Bhagavan who is seeing the impossibility of jnanam and karma, having the same, say, having the locus eka purusha ashayatva asambhavam bhagavan pashyati. So bhagavata, Bhagavan who is seeing the impossibility of one person being simultaneously the locus of both disciplines, jnanam and karma, which are dependent on two distinct perceptions. As jnanam is based on the perception of oneself being the doer, having the doership, and jnanam being based on the perception of oneself being the non-doer, and oneness. Whereas karma is based on the another perception of oneself being the doer and there being the plurality of individuals. Therefore, Bhagavan sees this impossibility. Jnanam and karma cannot be simultaneously be followed by one person, because jnanam and karma are based on two different perceptions. Is it clear? The person who is given to the pursuit of karma has this perception of oneself being the non-doer. He sees oneself, sees the non na akartrutvam. He sees the oneness of the Atma. Whereas the person whereas the karma is based on the perception of oneself being the doer and seeing the plurality of jivas also. Therefore, That is why by Bhagavan, these two distinct lifestyles have been prescribed based on twofold distinct knowledge. Sankhya Buddhim, Yoga Buddhim cha Ashitya Dve Vibhakte Nishte Vukte. The reason is given. Why two distinct lifestyles have been prescribed by Bhagavan? Dve Vibhakte Nishte Vukte Bhagavata. Based on two distinct knowledge, Sankhya Buddhihi and Yoga Buddhihi. By which Bhagavan? By Bhagavan who is seeing the impossibility of one person being the locus of one person simultaneously being the locus of both disciplines, Jnanam and Karma, which are based on two different perceptions. Correct? I given a very good translation. Have you noticed? Have you seen that? If you read my prose order, it will become very clear. I'll repeat the prose order again. Kartrutva, akartrutva, ekatva, anekatva, buddhi, ashayayoho, jnana karmanoho, Yeka Purusha Ashayatva Asambhavam Pashyata Bhagavata Yeva Sankhya Buddhim Yoga Buddhincha Ashitya Dve Vibhakte Nishte Ukte. In the knowledge of the nature of, I'm going to read it now. Translation, I'm going to give you my own translation. Based on the distinction in the knowledge of the nature of the Atma and the knowledge of action performed as a discipline, two distinct committed lifestyles involving two distinct disciplines have been prescribed by Bhagavan, who sees clearly the impossibility of one person simultaneously being the locus of both knowledge and action, which are dependent on two different perceptions of having doership, non-doership, being one and being many. Clear? I'll repeat my translation. Based on the distinction in knowledge, the knowledge of the nature of Atma and the knowledge of action performed as a discipline, Sankhya Buddhim Yoga Buddhim Cha Ashitya. See, when English and I write it, I have to write like this. Based on the distinction in the knowledge of the nature of the Atma and the knowledge of action performed as a discipline, two distinct committed lifestyles involving two distinct disciplines, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. Okay. Two distinct disciplines, two distinct lifestyles involving two distinct disciplines have been prescribed by Bhagavan, who sees clearly the impossibility of one person simultaneously being the locus of or the follower of both knowledge and discipline, knowledge and action, which are dependent on two different perceptions of having doership, non-doership, being one and being many. Is it clear? This is the accurate translation. I can tell you. It's my own translation. Is it clear? When Sanskritam is different, English is different. Okay. Different means what? I had to put the words differently. Tathacha. Etat vibhaga vachan. Yatha etat vibhaga vachanam. Now you're going to have some interesting thing. Yatha etat vibhaga vachanam. Etat vibhaga vachanam means what? Just as this teaching of Bhagavan Krishna, that of distinction, vibhaga vachanam, this Bhagavan Krishna's teaching of distinction between the two disciplines and two lifestyles of people of two different mindsets. Etat vibhaga vachanam yatha, the same teaching, tatha eva darshitam. The teaching given by Bhagavan, the same teaching given by Bhagavan, just as the teaching is given by Bhagavan, so also tatha eva, the same teaching has been shown, revealed, darshitam. The same teaching has been revealed where Shatapathiye Brahmane. Okay. Shatapathiyam Brahmanam means Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in this context. Why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is said to be Shatapathiyam Brahmanam? Shatapathiye Brahmane means in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also, the same teaching has been revealed. The same teaching has been given. The same fact has been shown. Understand? This Vibhaga Vachanam, this teaching of distinguishing karma and jnanam, just as given in the Bhagavad Gita, the same teaching has been revealed in the Shatapathiyam Brahmanam known as Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay. Why Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is called Shatapathiyam Brahmanam? Because Brihadaranyaka Upanishad belongs to Shukla Yajurvedaha. In the Shukla Yajurveda, there is a section known as Shatapatha Brahmanam. Anything pertaining to Shatapatha Brahmanam is said to be Shatapathiyam Brahmanam. Understand? Brihadaranyaka Upanishad belonging to Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad belonging to Shatapatha Brahmanam of Shukla Yajurveda is said to be Shatapathiyam Brahmanam. Clear? Taddita. Okay. Let me not go to grammar now. We have to understand Bhagavad Gita, not grammar here. Okay. Shatapathiye Brahmane. Tatha eva darshitam. Tatha eva darshitam means what? Exactly as said here by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita, the same thing has been revealed there also. Tatrapi darshitam, which means Bhagavad Gita does not differ from what the teaching of Bhagavad Gita is not different from the teaching of the Upanishads. Bhagavad Gita is a Smriti Grantaha. Upanishad is Shruti Grantaha. So Shruti alone, Shruti's teaching alone is given in the Smriti also. Smriti Grantha's teaching cannot differ from Shruti's teaching. So what is Shatapathiya Brahmane Brihadaranyaka Upanishadi, what is revealed, what is shown alone has been shown by Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So Shankaracharya In order to make his interpretation much more effective, having pointed out Bhagavan Krishna's words, now he is going to present the teaching of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, relevant teaching. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is a big Upanishad. Pujya Swamiji used to say, if you don't know anything sometimes, you can simply say it is from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Then it becomes, what it means, all topics are discussed in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Brihadaranyaka is a big Upanishad. So you can't take really everywhere. So what Shankaracharya does here, see, Shankaracharya, Shankara Bhagavatpada is always praised as Shruti Smriti Puranana Malayaha. He is an abode of everything. He has everything in his, one genius. Anyway, so he takes the teaching given in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in three different sections. Three different sections of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. He takes them and he analyzes the teaching given in three different sections. That way he presents the teaching here. Let me make it very clear here before I read next portion. Because it is very important to understand the teaching before we enter into the actual reading of the verse, the commentary here. See, in one portion of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishad talks about three goals, three ends. And those three ends, when you say three, means immediately you should come get, must remember what? It must be time-bound ends. Timeless end is only one. When Shastram Upanishad discusses, talks about three ends, means there must be time-bound ends. There may be material ends. Those ends must be within the realm of anatma prapanchaha. Material anatma prapancha. So what are those three ends? Three lokas, three worlds, trayaha lokaha. Trayaha lokaha eva trini sadhyani. Three ends to be accomplished are nothing but three worlds. What are those three worlds? The first world is Manushya Lokaha. Manushya Lokaha means is equal to Bhulokaha. See, being able to be born again as a human being in this world itself is an achievement. Is an end goal. Okay. So in order to be born as a human being in this world again, you need a means. This is the end. What is the means? The means is one must have a son. Putraha. Putrena jayaha ayam lokaha. You're going to see that. I'm going to read out the passage. Don't worry. This, in order to be born in this world of human beings, okay, one must have a son. To have a son, one must have a wife. To have a wife, one must be married. One must enter into the grihastha ashrama. Isn't it? So one must be definitely a householder, grihastha. In order to have a son, and if a person has a son, and he can, next janma, he can be born in this world of human beings, Bhuloka. So Bhuloka praptyartam putraha apekshitaha. Don't worry if you don't have children. No way. We are aspiring for moksha, not for Bhuloka. Okay, next. Next is, next loka is what? Pitrulokaha. Next goal is Pitrulokaha. Pitrulokaha is the end. Pitrulokaha also means Swargalokaha. Pitrulokaha, it is a Swargalokaha. If a person aspires for going to Pitruloka, always called Swargaloka, he must perform rituals and earn punyam. What is the sadhanam? The sadhanam, the means of accomplishing the Pitruloka, otherwise known as Swargaloka, is punyam earned as a result of performing rituals. Okay. You must be wondering why I am telling you all this. I am preparing you to understand the sentence. Okay. And the third goal is what? Brahmalokaha, otherwise known as Devalokaha. Devalokaha, otherwise said to be Brahmalokaha. See, Manushyalokaha, Bhulokaha, Pitrulokaha, Swargalokaha, Devalokaha, Brahmalokaha. Okay? If a person aspires for Brahmaloka and he must have performed karma combining it with the practice of meditation. Karma, the performance of rituals along with the practice of meditation serve as a means of attainment of Brahmaloka or Devaloka. Is it clear? So three lokas, trayaha lokaha sadhyaha. For these trayanam lokanam, for these three words, the three means, what are the three means? Trini sadhanani putraha is the sadhanam to attain manushyaloka. Karma, performance of ritual, is the sadhanam to attain pitruloka or swargaloka. Then performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation is the sadhanam to attain Brahmaloka or Devaloka. Is it clear? Okay. And all these three lokas, the trini sadhanani and the trayaha sadhyaha. Okay. Sadhyani, you can say all the means and the end, all of them come within the realm of anatma prapanchaha. Is it clear? Okay. This information of three ends, three time bound ends in terms of lokas being accomplishable as through three different means, isn't it? Is mentioned in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in one portion. Okay. Then in the next, another, in the fourth chapter, in the fourth section, known as fourth Brahmanam. The fourth Brahmanam, the 16th mantra, there's another information given. What information given? He said, this is mentioned for I can give you this that sentence first before I go to next thing. Atha, this is the mantra. The mantra I'm saying. What's the mantra here? Three worlds as three ends are dependent on three respective means. Okay. So the mantra I'm quoting, it's not in the Bhashyam. I'm giving you, please make a note. Atha Trayahavava Lokaha Manushyalokaha Pitrulokaha Devalokaha Iti Atha Trayahavava Lokaha Manushyalokaha. This is not part of the Bhashyam, this is not given in the Bhashyam, but it is important for us to know this to understand the Bhashyam. Understand? Trayahavavalokaha Manushyalokaha Pitrulokaha Devalokaha Iti. Okay, three words. Is it clear? Now, Soyam Manushyalokaha Putrenaiva Jayaha. Soyam Manushyalokaha Putrenaiva Jayaha. Manushyaloka can be attained only through a son. Okay. Nan yena karmana, not by any other karma. Okay. Next, karmana pitrulokaha. Pitrulokaha, otherwise known as sorgalokaha, can be attained how? Karmana. Only by earning punyam, performing rituals. Karmana pitrulokaha. Manushyalokaha putrenaiva jayaha na karmana. Pitrulokaha karmana. Karmana pitrulokaha. Okay, next. Vidyaya devalokaha. Here the word vidya means upasanam. Vidyaya upasanena devalokaha. This is the mantra. Okay. Now, devalokaha vai lokanam sreshta. Of all the 14 worlds, devalokaha, otherwise known as brahmalokaha, is the exalted world. Therefore, vidyam prashamsanti. That is why people glorify meditation. Upasanam, upasanam, upasanam. Everywhere, in upasana kanta, upasanam is praised. People praise upasanam. Why? If you practice meditation along with the performance of ritual, you can earn more punyam, you can go to Brahmaloka. Okay? So to earn Brahmaloka as an end, to attain Brahmaloka as an end, one must perform, what is the sadhanam? The means one has to use to attain Brahmaloka is performance of ritual along with the practice of meditation. Is it clear? So now we know that this is the mantra where Upanishad states three worlds are results, attainable ends through three different means. Understand? Okay. So what one should do to go to Brahmaloka? One must practice meditation and perform ritual. What one should do to go to Dev Pitraloka, one must perform rituals. Meditation is not required. What one should do to be born in this world as a human being, one must have had a son. Not simply any son, not Rakshasa's son. One must have a son. That son must be raised well. That he must have been taught values, virtues. The son must be the one who lives consciously a life of dharma. And who strictly, the son who follows the Vedic way of life, thereby was shraddha in the karma, and who even performs shraddham tarpanadi karmas for the ancestors. If a person has such a son, then he will be born as a human being in this world. Okay? I don't believe in all these things. What nonsense is this? If he says, no, you have not brought him up well. Understand? So it's all upbringing. So the parents are big responsibility of upbringing. Upbringing, isn't it? Then such a son, if a person has, such a son becomes a means for him, okay, to attain Manushya Loka. So putrena eva jayaha Manushya Loka na karmana. Karmana jayaha pitraloka. So karmana vidyayacha jayaha devaloka, brahma loka. Understand? Okay. Then this is the portion. Then what happened? The same Upanishad, the same Upanishad moves on to the next section. Which section? Now you remember these two important things, okay? Means at the end. Therefore, your person has to, look at this. If a person listen to me carefully. If a person has to go have a son, he must enter into Grihastashramaha. He must have a wife. If a person has to go to Pitraloka or Swargaloka, he must perform a ritual. To perform a ritual, he must be married. He must have a wife. If a person has to go to Brahmaloka also, he must perform ritual and practice meditation, for which also he must have a wife. He must be married. So all these three ends, in terms of Manushya Loka, Pitraloka and Devaloka, all these ends require the person's entry into Grihastha Ashramaha. Grihastha Ashrama is emphasized for these time-bound material ends in terms of three worlds. Therefore, there's a mantra which states, Atma, Atma, Atma eva idam agre asit, ekaha eva saha akamayata. He desired, Jaya me syat, may I have a wife. Atha prajayeya, may I have progeny. Atha vittam me syat, may I have wealth. Atha karma kurviya, may I perform ritual. Iti ye tavan vai kamaha. Okay, this is how the person is involved in the actions. Okay. This is how he has desired. Okay. This is one portion. This mantra we see where in, say, fourth section, 17th mantra, fourth Brahman, 17th mantra. Later on, we have another mantra, which is fourth section, 22nd mantra. That mantra talks about another group of people. Look at this. There is another group of people who are dispassionate towards these three worlds. So people who are passionate towards these three worlds can become grihasthas, can perform rituals, can practice meditation, can try to have son. But what about people who are dispassionate towards these worlds? I am not interested in Putra. I'm not interested in Swargaloka. I'm not interested in Pitraloka. I'm not interested in Brahmaloka. Okay. People who are dispassionate towards these worlds. Why? There's another group of people. These worlds are time bound. There is no moksha here. There's no moksha in these worlds. Therefore, these people aspire for everlasting freedom. There's another group of people who are aspiring for everlasting freedom. And such people do not want these three worlds. Instead, they want another loka. See, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in this section, Mokshaha is also meant by the word Atmalokaha. Just not to use rhyming words, Pitruloka, Bhulokaha, or Manishyalokaha, Pitrulokaha, Devalokaha. Another group of people who are dispassionate towards these lokas have passion for another loka. They are aspiring for another loka. That is Atmalokaha. So the people who are aspiring for Atmalokaha are different. People aspiring for the lokas are different. Ends are different. Is it clear? Okay. Atmalokaha. What is Atmalokaha? Atmalokaha is nothing but Atma Jnanam, Atma Chaitanyam. See, one of the meanings of the word Lokaha is Chaitanyam, pure awareness, pure consciousness. You know why? Let me remind you. See, lokyate iti lokaha. That which is seen is the world. The one who sees is also lokaha. Lokate iti lokaha. Why consciousness is said to be lokaha? Why atma is said to be lokaha? Lokate, not lokyate. Lokate iti lokaha. Atma is the only absolute knower seer. There is no knower at all other than conscious Atma. The only knower, absolute knower, ultimate knower is Atma. Understand? Swarup of the Atma. Therefore, the only knower is Atma. Therefore, Atma is said to be Lokaha. Here, there's another group of people who are not interested in time-bound material worlds are aspiring for this Atmalokaha, Atma Chaitanyam. Because Atma Chaitanyam they cannot attain because already there as their own Swarupam. Therefore, they aspire for Jnanam. Understand? Another group of people who are aspiring for Atmalokaha are aspiring for Jnanam. They are not interested in karma. Do you know why I am been talking all this? Don't forget the context. I'll send you the words, text and send you the words so you can copy it later on, okay? So you'll not make mistakes, don't worry. So, for people who know Tamil, let me remind you. Just to, you know, in there's one beautiful Tamil song. I think TMS must have sung it. Karpanai endralum கற்சிலை என்றாலும் தட் சாங் காண்பதெல்லாம் உந்தன் கண்விழியாலே காண்பதெல்லாம் உந்தன் கண்விழியாலே சோ காண்தல் சொன்னா ஒன்லி நோவர் மீன்ஸ் ஒன்லி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் தட்ஸ் வே லோகஹா ஐ ஆல்சோ வாண்ட் டு டெல் யூ ஆத்மலோகஹா மீன்ஸ் பியோர் அவேர்னஸ் consciousness implied by the term Atma. They want only Atma. They want only Chaitanyam. So they want Chaitanyam means they can't attain Chaitanyam. Why? Chaitanyam is already there as the self. Therefore, they want only Jnanam. Lokas have to be attained. Atma cannot be attained. Attainment of Atma is attainment of knowledge of Dhyat. Got it? Okay. These people actually people who aspire for Atma Lokaha renounce everything. Everything means what? Renounce? All these Kamya Karmas. People who aspire for Atma Loka renounce these Kamya Karmas. Who can be interested in Kamya Karmas? People who desire, who have desire for Pitraloka, Manushaloka, Brahmaloka, can perform actions. People who aspire for Atmaloka renounce these Kamya Karmas. Therefore, they renounce Putra, Vittam, no, they renounce family, everything they renounce. Therefore, now, Shankara Bhagavatpada. Have you understood that now these three aspects from Pradhanika Upanishad? Okay. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to say here that these people who aspire for Atmaloka give up all, they renounce all Kamya Karmas because all that they need is only Jnanam. Therefore, there's no need for them to combine karma with Jnanam. Do you understand why I've been talking all this time? Need only Jnanam. So, in keeping with their choice of living a contemplative life, dwelling upon the nature of the self, they renounce that lifestyle involving all Kamya Karmas. So, Jnanam becomes dominant in their lives. In the lives of people who aspire for Atmaloka, Jnanam becomes predominant. Jnanam becomes dominant. Whereas, in the lives of those who are desirous of material Anatma worlds, have karma as the predominant factor. I've explained to you before I take it to the words of the Bhashya. I'll send you the number of everything later on. Therefore, this teaching of the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, given in three different sections, Shankara Bhagavatpada analyzes combining them together. Okay, in his commentary. So, thereby he makes it very clear that karma predominant life is for time bound anatma worlds which are within the realm of anatma. Time bound anatma worlds. Karma dominant life is for anatma worlds. And jnanam dominant life is for atma lokaha. So goals are different, means are different, adhikaris are different. This is the teaching. Is it clear? This teaching we get from the different portions of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. I'll send you all those. I'll type and send you so it will become much clearer for you. Therefore, now Shankara Bhagavatpada says here in this commentary, what does he say? Let me read the portion of. यथा एतद् विभाग वचनम् तथा एव दर्शितम् शातपथीये ब्राह्मणे किम् दर्शितम् एतमेव प्रव्राजिनः लोकमिच्छन्तः ब्राह्मणाः प्रव्रजन्ति इति एतमेव प्रव्राजिनम् प्रव्राजिनः लोकमिच्छन्तः ब्राह्मणाः प्रव्रजन्ति. Shankaracharya says in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad it is said that Pravrajinaha means the renouncers. Pravrajinaha renouncers, renunciates. Yetameva lokam ichantaha, desiring only this Atmaloka. Yetameva lokam ichantaha, desiring only this Atmaloka, renunciates. Brahmanaha, those people who strictly follow the Vedic way of life, who follow this life enjoined by the Veda Shastram, Brahmanaha, Pravrajanti, they renounce. Pravrajinaha, Pravrajanti. Simple. Pravraji is what? Pravraji nakarantaha pullingaha pravrajin shabdaha. Pravrajinaha means people who renounce, the renouncers, renunciates. What do they do? Pravrajanti, they renounce, they give up. They give up what? Who are those people? Brahmana. They give up the desire, give up this karma dominant lifestyle. They give up the karma dominant lifestyle. They give up all kamya karmas because they are not interested in the three worlds. Yetameva lokam ichantaha, desiring only this world called Atmaloka. Yetameva loka means they are desiring only Atmaloka, Atma Chaitanyam. They renounce the Kamya Karmas because they are not interested in other three worlds. Is it clear? Okay. Iti. Now he says, Sarva Karma Sanyasam Vidhaya. Shankaracharya says that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, having ordained Vidhaya, Upanishad having prescribed, having ordained Sarva Karma Sanyasam, renunciation of all Kamya Karmas, having ordained or prescribed the renunciation of all kamya karmas, Upanishad says, tachesena. Tachesena means what? As rest of the teaching, initially Upanishad prescribes what? Upanishad, having prescribed the sannyasa, renunciation of all kamya karmas, as rest of the teaching, as part of the teaching, to complete the teaching, Upanishad says, Upanishad states, Kim Prajaya Karishyamaha. This is mantra. Prajaya Kim Karishyamaha. What shall we do with this progeny? We are not interested in Manushya Loka. It's exactly like, you know, Prajaya Kim Karishyamaha Vayam. We are not interested in Manushya Loka. What shall we do with the progeny? No, we don't want. Don't mistake, okay? This is what the people of different level. That's don't. We are not saying, don't go and chant these mantras on the day of marriage, okay? And that's why people sometimes go and don't know which to chant when. Prajaya Kim Karishyamaha, Upanishad mantra we are chanting. No, this is a mantra for sannyas. This is mantra for people aspiring for moksha. That's different context. When you go to the marriage day, you say, may Bhagavan bless you with now not 1, 2, 3, 5, as many as possible. So fill this world with Hindu children, okay? I think we'll be disappear otherwise. Therefore, which should be chanted when we must be very careful. Prajaya Kim Karishyamaha, what shall we do with the prajas? Highly diabetic person, go and give him one box full of laddus. Laddu bihi kim karishyamaha. He will ask, why? He should not touch that. Okay? The same way, it may be relevant, no. Laddu is not bad. Laddu should be given to some puny, thin, who need a lot of sugar. Go and give them, lump them with the laddus. Although sugar means don't touch. See it? That's why it is relevant. It's not relevant. People who aspire for Atmaloka, for them, this praja, no relevance. That's why. Prajaya kim karishyamaha. Prajaya kim karishya. What should we do with the progeny? Yesham. Because naha yesham for us. For whom? For us, for whom? I am atma, I am lokaha. For us, this is the world. Atma is the world. Atma is the goal. Atma is what we want. I am lokaha, I am atma. Yesham naha, I am atma lokaha, I am atma, I am lokaha. For us, for aspiring for atma loka, okay, what shall we do with the prajas? Prajaya kim karishyamaha. Prajaya kim karishyamaha, yesham naha, ayam atma ayam lokaha iti. Clear? Okay. So Shankaracharya has not presented, in order to make his commentary brief, he did not quote all those three mantras from three portions. Instead, he condensed. He presents his analysis combining the teaching given in three different sections. Is it clear? Therefore, Atmalokam Ichanti Kechana. Some people are aspiring only for moksha. For them, all that they want is Atma Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanyam cannot be attained. It has to be discovered. Therefore, they aspire only for Jnanam. Whereas other lokas have to be attained, for which, okay, they are the ends to be accomplished, for which they need means. And for that, Jnanam is, for that means is what? Karma. They have to perform karma. Isn't it? So one has to enter into grihastha ashrama for praja. He needs praja, praja apekshita for what? Manushya loka, to get manushya loka. One has to perform karma, being a grihastha, to earn punyam to go to pitraloka, to go to brahmaloka, devaloka. He still has to perform ritual, practice also upasana. So karma is the means for a grihastha to earn punyam, to accomplish any of these three worlds, which are within the realm of anatma prapancha. Whereas people who aspire for moksha, which is the only absolute knower, chaitanyam, they have to discover. They need only jnanam, not karma. Therefore what? Karma and jnanam cannot be combined. Jnana karma samuchyaha is not possible. Is it clear? Okay. Today's class is over. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.